Ever find yourself looking at a piece of art and just wanting to know more? Like, what's the story behind it? Well, today we're diving deep into a piece called Peak to Creek, Whistler, BC, by this artist, Graham Watts.
Okay, nice.
And I gotta say, this one really caught my eye. It's this beautiful night scene. You've got the snow, and it's all lit up under this twilight sky. And then in the distance, you see the lights of Whistler Village just glowing.
Yeah, no, it sounds really evocative.
Oh, it is. And the way the artist, Watts, describes it, he was really going for that end of day mood, that feeling as the sun sets over the slopes.
You know, it's interesting, right? Because you can really get that sense just by looking at it.
Totally. And I notice it's a pretty decent size, too, 20 by 30 inches, oil on canvas. What do you think about the choice of oils for a snowy landscape like that?
Oh, oils are brilliant for this kind of subject. You get that incredible texture, that real depth. You just don't get the same way in a print or a reproduction, you know? And 20 by 30 inches, that's big enough to really draw you in, make you feel like you're part of the scene.
Right, like you're right there on the mountain. And speaking of being there, the description mentions something really cool about Whistler Blackcomb. Apparently, it's got the longest consistent ski run in North America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something like 7 miles long. I can't even fathom skiing for that long.
7 miles.
Yeah.
That's incredible. You know, for skiers, that word consistent, that's key. It means the slope has this certain character, a steady flow, no sudden crazy changes in the terrain.
Makes sense.
They have 7 miles of that? Wow. That's less about, you know, a quick thrill and more about just getting lost in the rhythm, the flow of
Yeah,
skiing down.
that makes sense.
And I think that really ties into what the artist might be going for here, don't you? Capturing that feeling of being totally immersed in the experience.
Absolutely. And this might be reading too much into it, but I did notice that Watts calls this piece one of my favorites. It just makes you wonder what kind of personal memories or emotions he associates with this place, with this view.
Exactly. And that's the real magic of art, isn't it? It goes beyond technique and skill, although those are important, of course,
Of course.
but it's about tapping into something deeper, something almost impossible to put into words. And it makes you think. Imagine standing on that slope for real, feeling the wind, the snow under your feet. How would that experience differ from, say, just looking at the painting?
It's definitely different.
The artist is basically frozen this moment in time, this fleeting thing, and yet it's so powerful when you connect with it.
It really is. So we've got these technical choices, the emotion behind it, and then that personal touch all coming together in this one piece. It definitely gives you a whole new appreciation for art.
I think so, yeah.
It's fascinating how much goes into creating something that draws you in like that.
It really is.
So the next time you are looking at a painting or any work of art, take a second to think about everything that went into it, the story behind it, the choices the artist made, the emotions they were trying to convey.
I think you'll find a whole new level of appreciation.
I totally agree. And with that, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in the next one.